At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, hey, it's Dolly. Today I'm excited to share some big news with you.
No, it is not about her cookbooks. It is not about her music, movies, Dolly the Musical, her kids' books, her deals with cookware, her cake mixes, her makeup, her perfume, her frozen meals.
I'm sorry, have you mentioned her hotels?
Oh, yeah, the Dolly Hotel. Okay. But now she's announced the Dolly Truck Stop. It's called Dolly's Tennessee Travel Stop.
So Dolly, and this does make sense, and she says, I've been traveling my entire life on the road, more specifically on a bus, visiting greasy spoons, truck stops. I've got an understanding of what travelers desire on the road, and that's what you're going to find in Dolly Parton's Tennessean Travel Stop. Can I ask an unpopular question, maybe? And feel free to lash out if you need to.
Okay.
Is it getting to a point where we might be getting a little bit too much, Dolly? I'll step back.
No. What are you talking about? That's not even a...
All right, thank you.
We could just change the state of Tennessee to Dolly C.
Yeah.
I don't think I said anything negative at all about Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, an oversaturation of Dolly is a problem for nobody, including Dolly. Is Dolly intent on putting her stamp on as many things as she can before eventually... You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So her family...
That's what I'm asking. I'm just saying, is this Dolly's way of saying, you're never going to forget me? Boom, boom, boom. Truck stops, hotels, ahead on Mount Rushmore. I mean, everything.
She's not asking for her face
on
Mount
Rushmore. No, I think she should be there.
I think what it is, too, it's a way to ensure that all of Dolly's foundations, the things that she works in, all her charities, are funded as well. And that will make sure that it goes on indefinitely, which I love. But the truck stop so makes sense.
Our boss, Scott, who's been all over the country, is a weird, almost fetish fan of truck stops.
Yes.
He freaking loved trucks. You guys picked up on that?
Yes.
He loves truck stops.
Mm-hmm.
My old neighbor, Mark, his father was a trucker.
Mm-hmm.
And his father would tell us stories about the best truck stops in America. There's really Rolls Royces of truck stops.
Yes.
Obviously, that's what Dolly's is going to be.
Sure.
Who doesn't love a good truck stop?
You know what? John, I don't know enough about them.
That is not true because years ago, we did a morning show retreat and we stopped at this massive truck stop and you were giddy with excitement to find the most truck stop type of gift you could.
That was a long time ago, Tam.
You were an adult. You were giddy.
You need to take a drive to Vegas and just stop off at like Eddie's World or Terrible's. Like, there, Eddie's World, I personally don't think is truck stoppy enough, but Terrible's is definitely a truck stop right when you get into Vegas.
All right.
And I mean, they're just fun.
Mm. Okay. Well, Dolly's fun.
Yes, she is.
833-287-1037. Parker McCollum's coming to town at Viejas Arena on campus at SDSU. We want to send you there. And all you got to do is take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And who knows, you might even win $100. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We posted a video of Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley comparing contents of their purse. Mm-hmm.
This is who has more lip glosses in their purse. Two. Oh, twins. Oh, that counts. Does lipstick count? Counts. Aquaphor counts. Does lipstick count? Or chapstick counts?
Who has the most lip gloss? That kind of stuff.
Sure.
I had an idea to do the same thing with you two. Producer Jessica and Tammy.
Okay.
The only difference is you guys don't have purses. I notice you have backpacks. I'm going to ask you to, like, let's make a deal. I'm going to ask you to produce something from that bag, and the first person to produce something will win a prize.
Hang on. Let me get my backpack here. Okay.
First of all, Producer Jessica and Tammy, who is the first person that can produce from me, from their backpack / purse, any kind of hair care product, and go?
I got nothing. I'm going to tell you right now.
Nope.
I got nothing.
So neither of you are carrying hair care products in your bag?
Nope. No, I'm not a hair care product girl.
Neither am I.
Wait, do you have hair care products in
Moving
your backpack?
Moving on. Who's the next person?
Wait a minute.
Okay, the next
That's great.
That's the conversation
I
want.
Give yourself a ding. If you have something in yours that we don't have in ours,
I'll give
get
myself
a
dong.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, because I need one, clearly. Okay, no. Okay, who of you, Tammy or Producer Jessica, can be the first person to produce any type of breakfast food?
I had breakfast food in this container.
Sorry,
there's a couple bits left.
Oh. Trail mix, winner goes to Tammy.
Oh, darn. I already ate my egg casserole this morning, so my container was in there for
I didn't ask for a container, sister.
I know.
Okay, out of the two of you, Tammy, Producer Jessica, who can be the first person to produce a Sharpie. For a Sharpie.
Right. Boom.
Jessica wins. Black Sharpie for the win. You're tied. Here comes the final. For the win, who can be the first person to produce something that your husband's gave you?
Oh, here. Anti-anxiety medication. Anxiocomb right here.
Oh, my God. Was your hand on it?
No, it's just right here where I can grab it easily.
Oh my gosh, that's the funniest
I can just picture Kurt right now, honey. I need you to do me a favor.
Yes.
Take these pills.
Yes.
Put them in the most accessible part of your bag. And when I give you the sign, you just shove them in your mouth. All right, man. Well, Tammy for the win. That was fun. Well done, ladies. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Leia is in San Carlos. Good morning, Leia.
Hi, John.
Leia, would you do me a favor and please... Are we giggling this morning?
Kind of.
All right. Well,
I'm so excited.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're excited to talk to you. Do me a favor. Harness that excitement to kick Tammy out of the studio.
Tammy, 2 minutes. Just two minutes.
All right. I've heard that before. All right, Leia.
Just for a minute.
Leia, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100. And remember, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Leia, happy birthday to TJ Osborne, who is one half of what country music duo?
Joan Osborne? I have no idea.
Okay. OJ Simpson's estate has agreed to pay Ron Goldman's family $58 million. Did OJ allegedly murder Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson in 95 or 94?
94.
The CMAs air tonight. Who won last year's Female Vocalist of the Year CMA? Was it Miranda Lambert, Megan Maroney, or Lainey Wilson?
Lainey Wilson.
According to Google Keyword Planner data, this NFL team is the most hated team in America. Is it the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys, or the Kansas City Chiefs?
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Liev Schreiber went to the hospital Sunday with a massive headache, but after having tests done, he was cleared to return to work yesterday. Liev is a very famous actor who played Ray Donovan, but is also famous for his voiceover work, narrating this HBO football documentary that typically follows an NFL team through its training camp. What's the show called?
Ooh, I have no idea.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Leia, you sound very bright. Is it just excitement? Are you always a morning person? What's going on with you?
Always a morning person. I'm on my way home from the gym from a 5 a.m. class.
That's great. Ooh. Good for you, Leia. Good for you.
I could work with you guys because I am up so early.
Special kind of discipline to get up, to make it to a 5 o'clock class.
Yep.
Let alone getting up at 5 o'clock. Mad respect, Leah. Yeah. Who did 3 out of 5 today, Tim?
Nice job.
Think you're going to kick yourself for this first one, though. Happy birthday to TJ Osborne, who is one half of what country music duo?
Brothers Osborne.
Brothers Osborne.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, okay. You don't know. You don't know, Leah. It's 1-0, Tam. Timmy, O.J. Simpson's estate has agreed to pay Ron Goldman's family $58 million. Finally, did O.J. allegedly murder Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson in 95 or 94?
94
is right.
I had to think about it because I'll never forget this. My oldest daughter, we were at the Grand Canyon when that chase happened. We were supposed to be going out to dinner. Well, the chase is on TV. We'd never seen anything like that.
No one did.
On television. So we ordered pizza and she was so mad. And when we went to the grocery store, like, I don't know, a couple weeks, months later, she saw him on the cover of like National Enquirer and she goes, him, he ruined my restaurant.
That's hilarious.
Because she had no idea why he was on the cover.
2-1, Tammy. The CMAs air tonight. Who won last year's Female Vocalist of the Year CMA? Miranda, Megan Maroney, or Lainey Wilson?
Lainey.
Lainey did. Will she host and win tonight?
Maybe.
I think she will. All right, it's 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, according to Google Keyword Planner data, this NFL team is the most hated team in America. Is it the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys, or the Kansas City Chiefs?
Wow. Who's most hated right now? I mean, oh my God, that's a really good mix of teams, John.
I know.
I
know.
I'm going to go with Eagles.
Eagles is right. And you said something very key. You said, who would be the hated team right now? We all tend to hate the most successful team. Eagles are the Super Bowl champs. There you go. So it's 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Liev Schreiber went to the hospital Sunday by having tests done. But after having tests done, he was cleared to return to work yesterday. Liev is a very famous actor who played Ray Donovan, among others, but is also very famous for his voiceover work, narrating this HBO football documentary that typically follows an NFL team through its training camp. What's it called?
I'm sorry, I just don't know. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Okay. All right, today we finish with a score of 4-3. Leah, nice try. No money for you, but we got a great prize.
You have a pair of tickets now to go see Parker McCollum when he comes to Viejas Arena on June 18th.
Yay!
Leah, we appreciate you. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Leah in San Carlos, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So the story of my engagement, maybe even marriage, is a bit premature, not accurate.
Yes. Let's just repeat that. John is not engaged. He did not get married.
Not that I'm against it at all.
No.
Very happy with my current situation, and I hope Sam, my girlfriend, is as well. My mom, Bonnie, you hear her on Ball Talk with Bonnie talking about our family fantasy football league. She might be the one who's responsible for this buzz as well. She threw the whole marriage scenario into the universe just a couple weekends ago when we were in Vegas.
So, no. Bonnie.
Yes.
When John and Sam took you to Las Vegas for your birthday weekend, I heard that you thought something else was happening that weekend.
Yes, I did. I have to confess it.
The whole weekend was a surprise for Mom, except the fact she knew we were going to Vegas. That's all we told her. Took her to see Wizard of Oz at the Sphere and then her favorite Barry Manilow that night. Mom, what did you think was going to happen when you got there?
I honestly thought that we were going to take a little walk to one of those little chapels in Las Vegas. And maybe some of the family was going to be there, and it was like, surprise, we're getting married. I mean, it's not that I'm disappointed, but, you know, everything in its time, but that's what I thought.
So you thought, oh, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, John and Sam, this is what they're going to do. They're going to surprise us with the wedding.
Yeah.
Then, of course, some of your relatives show up in Las Vegas, and that must have even made you think it more.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My cousin Mike and Cindy also flew in from Phoenix because they love my mom, obviously. They love us, but they also love The Wizard of Oz. So we planned on just going to the Sphere with them as well.
So when did it finally hit you that, oh, this is not what I thought it was going to be?
I wasn't disappointed, but I was shocked because I love both of those things that they said. And I'm thinking, well, we're going to have to wait for the wedding for a different time. That's what I was thinking.
Maybe for an engagement first.
Yes.
I guess. Yes.
Yesterday, we talked about this. On Sunday, I had posted a picture of my Bloody Mary and my KSON cup, and I'm like, game day, woo, go Packers. John's girlfriend, Sam, said, I'll see you that Bloody Mary and raise you a mimosa. And she posted a picture of her holding her mimosa and pointing to the mimosa.
Yeah, it's on the John and Tammy Instagram page.
Yes. So I'll send you both these pictures, Bonnie. It looked like she was pointing to a ring that was on her ring finger. So people thought that they got engaged.
Mom, my phone blew up. John, do you want to share something with us? And I'm like, go Bears? Mom, the funniest part about the whole ring on her wedding ring finger, she had too much salt over the weekend, so one of her hands was kind of bloated from sodium intake, and she had to take it off and put it on the ring finger hand, because
that ring fit
on that finger, but not the other. That's the only reason it was on that hand, so we'll put that part of the story in the wedding vows eventually, but... So that's the actual story. And Mom, I'm just really happy that you want us to get married. I think that's great that you approve.
There is a lot of happiness there, and that makes my heart sing. Honestly, it does.
Oh, that's lovely.
All right, Mom. Well, thanks for chiming in. I swear, I will let you know when and the date and everything else, when it happens, okay?
I will look forward to that. Yep.
Okay, bye, Mom. I love you.
Bye, Bonnie.
Bye. Have a great day.
Happy Thanksgiving, honey.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
I always had thoughts of wanting to do more, not for purposes of monetary, not money, nothing. I didn't move to Nashville because I wanted to make money. I just moved here because I got bored being in my hometown or being wherever I was playing music, and it was like, I've already done this. Like, what's next?
How about raising millions and millions and millions of dollars, Jake Owen?
Over the weekend, his foundation, it's called the Jake Owen Foundation, had a big anniversary, 15 years. They've raised over $10 million in those 15 years.
Right on, man.
65 different causes Jake Owens helps support. And I guess it's no surprise when you hear him talk about how he just always knew he was going to do big things.
Because as a kid that left Tallahassee, Florida earlier, everybody told me I was crazy. Everybody was like, why are you doing this? And looking back on it, I don't really know, other than the fact that I had a desire in my heart to fulfill these dreams. And no matter who told me I was crazy, like, my intuition was just so strong. Nothing's going to stop me. Even if I fail, it's not going to stop me. Like, it's just going to let me know that it wasn't right. It wasn't the right thing for my life at that time.
I've got a serious question for you, because we both are big Jake Owen fans, and yeah. I want your honest opinion on this. Jake Owen has it all, as far as if you're going to go ahead and look at somebody that you can deem to be a, quote, successful country music star. He's got great material. He's obviously a very good-looking guy, super talented guy, and again, he's got the resume. Why is Jake Owen not, or was ever...
Uber successful, you mean?
Yeah, like the biggest... Like, why is he not Morgan-esque? Why is he not Luke Combs-esque? He's got the everything that they got.
I think it's because he isn't about big industry. He's about what feels good for me right now. He went through a rough period where he found himself, he was imbibing too much and it was causing problems in his life. He's a dad. He's really put himself in a position to be able to be in control of his own time, which you're not. Morgan Wallen is not in control of his own time right now. It's constant training.
So what you're saying is that Morgan Wallen basically is, for lack of a better word, following a plan that his people have for him,
sure.
And that is the plan to make you into the super stratosphere of stardom.
You bet.
And Jake was like, we both know that Jake wouldn't have minded becoming that massively successful. Do you think it just came to a point of his career, and more importantly, life, where he's like, okay, you know what? That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So let's focus on this instead and just do what I want to do. Like a Kip Moore kind of thing, who's doing just fine.
Yeah, I think that he made that decision. Yeah. I'm not going to try for that Uber stardom. It didn't fit where he was inside himself. And I love that about him. And by the way, he's got a brand new album out right now. It is so good, especially Fool Like Me, which is the first single off of it. It's beautiful.
Okay, all right.
And I love where he is. You can tell when you watch him in interviews. If you go to his Instagram page, he's posted a few podcasts that he sat down for. And you can just see how settled and what a lovely spot he's in his life. And it's really nice to see. And he still gets to go out and perform for thousands of people and do that when he chooses to.
Man, that must be a nice way to live.
Yeah, love it.
You're in love with Jake Owen.
I love where he's at right now.
I think you just stopped the sentence at love. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Remember the story I shared? I got ripped off by Ozzy Osbourne, specifically the Ozzy Osbourne elf on the shelf Christmas garbage that they're trying to sell idiots like me and succeeding, apparently.
Okay, and it's really not Ozzy's fault. He has nothing to do with it. It's all these people making these terrible things.
I was expecting the super cool Ozzy Osbourne looking doll that I could have on a shelf, be a conversation piece forever. I got a used kid sock with stuff glued do it.
Yeah, it was Ozzy Osbourne, Elf on a Shelf from Timu is what it was.
Oh my God, I felt terrible. So stupid. Yes. Well, apparently, this has become a phrase now.
Producer Jessica sent us a text. Oh, exclamation point, the biggest story of my weekend, exclamation point, I was Ozzy on a shelf. I'll explain later.
So now that's what this has come to. Ozzy on the shelf.
Ozzy on a shelf is
a phrase that you got screwed over. You got scammed.
So I saw this cool ad online for handmade stained glass spinners that look like Elvis. They're really cool.
Yes, it's like a stained glass ornament that would hang, and you'd put it in a tree, and it'll spin around. It looks like Elvis with his cape.
Spinning around.
Producer Jessica will share the picture on social media so you can see.
So I ordered Elvis, and here's what I received.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
It is a box of plastic pieces. Here, John.
Describe it for us, John.
It's there's nothing glass about this there's whatsoever. No.
And it's not put together?
No, they send it with all of the pieces separate, a little piece of string to hang it, and then, like, I think a stick of hot glue that you could put in a hot glue gun. That's
on there. Does it say you need to assemble your own?
It did not say that. They did send instructions that says there are many wonderfully instructive videos on YouTube and Facebook showing how to assemble spinners with and without jigs. I didn't get a jig. If you would like me to refer you to some, email me and let me know. Thank you. There's no email address, but I can't apparently find places to put these
together. So here's a box of crap. Good luck with it. Is basically what that email says.
So not only did I buy Elvis, I also bought Stevie Nicks.
Oh, no.
And hers came with earrings for some reason.
Did it come with a white winged dove?
Just like the white winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
I mean, you guys, is this not the cheapest piece of crap you've ever seen?
And here's the other thing. The glue stick that comes with the Elvis one is for a hot glue gun.
That's
There's
what I
no
said.
Hot glue gun.
Yeah,
in
that's
there.
What I thought
Did
too.
Did it say warning? You'll need a hot glue gun. You know how sometimes you buy something that needs to be assembled on the side of the box or on the instructions. They're going to tell you what tools you'll need in which to assemble it. Phillips
sure
screwdriver, hammer, that kind of thing.
No, sure didn't. And in fact, I'm so glad because just at this moment, our boss, Scott, walked in. And this was actually a Christmas present I was going to work on for you.
Oh, nice.
It's a piece of crap, Scotty.
But you got to put it together.
Yeah, good luck.
What?
It's supposed to be Stevie Nicks.
Doing what?
Spinning, apparently.
Well, pretend the label says, Scott, Merry Christmas. Here's a box of crap. You're on your own. That's what it is.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
And now to Alex in Fallbrook. Hi, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, do me a favor, man. Would you kick Tammy out of the studio?
For a coffee break, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Alex, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay, Alex?
All right, let's do this.
Happy birthday to actor Nathan Kress. He played Freddy, who was a director of an online show that featured his friends Carly and Sam on what Nickelodeon show?
Gosh, I can see the name in my head, but it won't come out.
His friends Carly and Sam.
Carly and I.
Okay. Dude, you're going to be so mad. Paris Hilton says she's, quote, self-made. Okay. Actress Viola Davis is a super successful actress who actually is self-made, coming from nothing to become an Oscar-nominated actress, playing a maid who helps Emma Stone write a book in this movie.
The Help?
The CMAs aired tonight. Last year, this star of the TV show Landman presented the CMA for Single of the Year. Who is the star of Landman?
Sam Elliott.
Jennifer Lawrence says it's no fun working on a movie for a year and a half only to find out that everyone thinks it sucks. Jennifer was Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games series. How many movies were in the series?
4.
And finally, photos are out of the live-action movie based on the video game of The Legend of Zelda that features Princess Zelda and this courageous young man of the elf-like Hylian race. What is his name?
No idea.
All right, let's get Tam back in. All right, Alex, what's happening with you today, pal?
Driving on my way to work to get these pools clean for these people who want to take a polar plunge.
Oh. Ooh. I invite all your polar plungers to do what I did many years ago and polar plunge into Lake Mendota in Wisconsin in the winter.
Yeah, where you had to cut out a hole in the ice to do it.
Cutting out holes in the ice, Alex.
I got chills just thinking about that.
I know. One year when we were first here and we had moved into a house with a pool on Christmas Day, my kids and my husband and I, we got into our swimsuits and we jumped into the pool and it was cold and we sent it to everyone in Wisconsin and they're like, yeah.
Yeah, adorable.
Okay, whatever.
Good for you, man. All right, Alex did 1 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Happy birthday to actor Nathan Kress, who played Freddy, who was the director of an online show that featured his friends Carly and Sam on what Nickelodeon show? What is going on here?
Carly and Freddy. Would that be Barney? No, I don't know.
Carly and Sam.
Oh, iCarly.
What is
Dang
going
it.
On?
Yeah, iCarly. Overthought.
Alex said Carly and I'm kind of inclined to give it to him because at least he was kind of right.
I don't know.
What's happening here?
I don't know. I was thinking about jumping in that pool.
Zero to zero. Impressive start. Paris Hilton says she's, quote, self-made. Okay. Actress Viola Davis is a super successful actress who actually is self-made, as she was nominated for an Oscar, playing a maid who helps Emma Stone write a book in what movie?
What is the name of that movie? Oh, she makes the pie. I know the whole thing. Why can't I think of the name of the movie?
Wow.
I know. Now that I have a brain fart, I'm done. I can't think of the name of the movie. I know the movie.
Alex did too. He actually named it, called The Help.
The Help.
1-0 Alex. The CMAs aired tonight. Last year, this star of the TV show Landman presented the CMA for Single of the Year. Who is he?
Billy Bob Thornton.
That is all right. 1-1 Timmy, Jennifer Lawrence says it's no fun working on a movie for a year and a half only to find out that everyone thinks it sucks.
Oh.
I have to imagine.
Yeah.
Jennifer was Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games series. How many movies were in the series?
I believe 3. Oh, dang it.
Oh, there were 5. The Hunger Games,
wow.
Catching Fire, Mockingjay Part 1 and 2, and The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Is it me?
I just stink.
Is it
today?
Me?
No,
today?
I just suck.
Okay, okay.
Once I screw up on one, I'm done. My brain says shut down.
Okay,
forget
okay,
it.
All right, okay. Well, it's still 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
This is really a barn burner. And finally, photos are out of the live action movie based on the. Oh, you're going to hate me. I'm not sure I want to ask this question.
Just do it.
Photos are out of the live action movie based on the video game The Legend of Zelda. That features Princess Zelda and this courageous young man of the elf-like Hylian race. Yeah, go ahead. If you're a fan of very successful game, you know his name was Link. But now I just feel horrible. So I asked apparently all the wrong questions.
Well, what a wild college.
Yeah, this is great. We finished with a craptacular tie, 1-1. So nobody wins. In fact, I'm inclined to not give Alex a prize.
And
send you home, Tammy.
But he doesn't have to flunk out, which
no,
is great.
Exactly. What does he win?
You now have a pair of tickets to see Parker McCollum at Viejas Arena on June 18th.
My wife's going to be so excited. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, I'm glad we made your wife happy. I'm sorry we both stunk.
Alex, have a great day. Appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Sorry, we're sorry that we have to come to you with some sad news, but we're genuinely affected by this, as is all of San Diego, as we have found out that our legendary San Diego Padre pitcher, Hall of Famer, ambassador to San Diego, Randy Jones, passed away this morning. He was 75 years old. Everybody knows Randy Jones, man, and he was just the best. This one hurts because Randy was not only a legendary San Diegan, but he was a good friend of our show and actually listened to our show, which blew our minds. Taught me how to throw out my first pitch years ago. Always loved busting chops.
He was good at it. He was very good
like
at it.
Like a sailor. Lived a full life.
Yes,
at times rough life, but was a legendary Padre and a man with a heart of gold.
And if this doesn't sum up who Randy Jones was, right here.
San Diego treasure. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. You're a San Diego treasure.
I'm not sure about that.
In addition to being a Cy Young Award winner.
It helps.
In addition to being a Padres Hall of Famer. We have stories from listeners all over the place that grew up watching you pitch. So don't say you're not a San Diego treasure. You are.
Yeah, the great thing is I've spent my whole life here in San Diego, kind of sharing my whole career with all my Padre fans. Mm-hmm. And it's always been special. It was special then in the 70s, and it still is today. I mean, I love our fan base and all the people of San Diego. And I have an opportunity to give back, and I'm proud that I can.
Randy, you, of course, adopted Home of Guiding Hands as your charity of choice. We've done a lot of work with you on that. What got you involved with this organization in the beginning?
I realized what they did is they had people with developmental disabilities, and they didn't worry about what you couldn't do. What they did is they enhanced what you can do.
Isn't that
put
great?
Put you into a family environment and let you actually, you know, live a life in a family environment with supervised care, which you need, a lot of them. And how awesome is that?
It's great.
It's the one couple that I think they've been married now about 15, 20 years.
Isn't that great?
In one of the homes. They taught them how to take the bus to work and go to McDonald's and do things. And that couple still just amazing. Every time I see them, I'm just so proud of what Home of Guiding Hands has been able to do. Make a difference. Make an impact on their lives.
Oh, man, that just hurts. Randy is one of the greatest San Diego Padres of all time. He was our first Cy Young Award winner in his amazing season, where I think we should go ahead and state what that season was. He started the All-Star game. He threw 25 complete games. He won 22 games, and that was an easy decision for the Cy Young Award winner. But more than that, he was just a great, great guy.
He epitomized what it meant to be a San Diegan. That's how I would say his life was.
God, he loved flirting with you.
He was so sweet.
Oh, he was just the sweetest guy. Mm-hmm. Every year, Tim and I have the honor of emceeing the Home of Guiding Hands walk that Randy was an ambassador for. Randy was, as you heard, such a huge supporter of Home of Guiding Hands. He was their spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was sick. As I didn't know he was this sick, but you can see in the last couple of years, it was a struggle for him to get out there. But he did it every year. And we just saw him at the last one. And thank God we got pictures and hugs with him, because we didn't know that was going to be the last time.
Right. And well, here's the thing, too, though. He did it, and he did it with a positive attitude. That's the one thing that I love so much about Randy Jones. No matter what was going on, he always found a very positive way to look at things. And that is a lesson for all of us in life. He didn't get wrapped up in the... He just didn't.
Judging by the excitement of grown men and grown women and their kids when they saw Randy at the walk for the Home of Guiding Hands...
We love you, Randy.
Well, and guess what? He loves San Diego, too. Rest in peace, Randy Jones. There's been one minor complaint about our John and Tammy food fund.
A complaint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not enough Tammy.
Oh, shut up.
No, no. I'm serious. Every year I'm out there playing my harmonica, singing my dopey songs with my friend Davey Rocket.
Yes, yes. Who can forget?
Show us your cans.
Look at me.
Are people saying that you're overshadowing me?
Saying, you know what? Let's see a little bit of Tammy.
Okay.
So, I have arranged, along with producer Jessica, the debut on Thursday at our final food fund to wrap it up in a spectacular way, the debut of the Dancing Tammies.
You didn't I'm not dancing, John.
Oh, aren't you? We'll see. What's better than just Tammy? A bunch of Tammies dancing with Tammy. We reached out, Jessica, to
a lot. I know how that went. John's like, I got a great idea. Here you go, Jess.
A fabulous dance team called the West Coasters.
Okay.
Said, hey, would you guys mind coming out and dressing like Tammy and dancing with Tammy? And they jumped. They danced at the chance.
Wow.
So in addition.
So they're professionals.
They are professional dancers. They compete. I will go ahead and say they're easy on the eyes. And they're going to whip you into a dancing frenzy and hopefully more importantly, a donating food frenzy to our food fund, which is 4 to 6 in the afternoon tomorrow, Vistas Fraser Farms.
Okay, I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie, when you have a bunch of professionals, but they'll make me look good. I'm not worried about that. They'll just say, let's just have you in the middle and we'll dance around you.
Years ago, when the O.J. Simpson trial was going on, this is where the idea came from, right? The judge in the trial was named Judge Ito, remember? Mm-hmm. And Jay Leno, who was the host of The Tonight Show at the time, had a brilliant idea of having something called the Dancing Itos. And he had all these guys dressed as Judge Ito in their judge robe, gavels in hand, doing an organized dance. And I don't know, something like Dancing Tams just popped into my head as a way to really wrap up our food fund in a great way. And an idea was hatched. Producer Jessica went to work. Boom. Tomorrow, our food fund at Fraser Farms and Vista will have the Dancing Tammies.
Okay, I'm nervous but very, very excited because I just looked them up and they are really, really good. 4 to 6, Fraser Farms in Vista. Directions and what you can donate can be found at KSON.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.